Hello, this is Carol McPherson from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We'll start with some events happening at the Duke Energy Center in Raleigh. On March 4th, the Chieftains have a special concert at Maimondi Concert Hall. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, acclaimed Irish artist the Chieftains bring their Grammy-winning music to North Carolina. You'll hear favorites such as Shenandoah and Did You Ever Go A-Courtin' Uncle Joe, plus many more. With a strong Celtic heritage and a pinch of good cheer, the Chieftains are here to paint the town green. Again, this is the Chieftains coming to the Duke Energy Center in Raleigh, March 4th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets range from $45 to $75. For more information, you can call 919-996-8700. The Duke Energy Center is located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Also on March 4th, at the Duke Energy Center in the Maimondi Concert Hall, is the Sing Off Live Tour, a night of a cappella. Tickets range from $45 to $75. The Sing Off announces inaugural live tour. Fan favorites the Philharmonic, Voice Play, and Home Free from Season 4 will bring their a cappella versions of the biggest chart toppers of the year. The Sing-Off, NBC's number one rated a cappella music competition, is hitting the road this winter for the first ever Sing-Off Live Tour. The Sing-Off Live Tour will feature the Philharmonic, Voice Play, and Home Free. The brand new tour will include individual sets from each act, all new group numbers, ultimate sing-offs, and a few new surprises. The incredible reception the Sing-Off has received this season is a testament to the show's ability to intrigue and move viewers with the sheer talent it showcases, said Paul Telegdy, president of alternative and late-night programming for NBC Entertainment. The tour will be a unique experience for fans of the show to get up close and personal with their favorite groups and experience the magic of a cappella live. Correction, this show will be shown at March 6th at 8 p.m. The ticket price range is $25.50 to $150. On March 7th in the Fletcher Opera Theater, Solas, Shamrock City. Solas is the quintessential Irish-American band, recording and touring in the U.S. today. In this show, they will share the story of immigrants during the Industrial Revolution through the lens of band leader Seamus Egan's great-great-uncle's story. Egan was inspired by his family history to create Shamrock City, the band's most ambitious project to date. Shamrock City, 2013, tells the story of Butte, Montana, a mining town at the turn of the 20th century, as seen through the eyes of an Irish immigrant and Egan's great-great-uncle, Michael Conway. In 1910, he sailed from Cobb County, Cork, in Ireland, to Philadelphia, and then made his way to Butte to work in the copper mines. 6 years later, at the young age of 25, he was dead. With audio recorded in Philadelphia and film footage in Butte, Shamrock City seeks to not only uncover the life and young death of Conway, but also to illuminate life as an immigrant during the Industrial Revolution. The Shamrock City Live Show is an interactive multimedia stage show featuring stories from and projected images of Butte that is receiving rave reviews. Again, Solas Shamrock City is playing on March 7th at 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Ticket prices range from $22 to $29. For tickets, you can call 919 1-800-996-8700. Coming up March 8th at the Fletcher Opera Theater, Swamiji, spelled S-W-A-M-I-J-I. Swamiji, a multimedia show documenting the life of Swami Vivekananda by renowned laserist Manik Sorkar. Swamiji commemorates the 150th birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda, an Indian Hindu monk who was the key figure in introducing philosophies of Vedanta and yoga to the Western world, as well as spreading interfaith awareness. The show mixes cutting-edge laser animation, three-dimensional visual effects, as well as stagecraft and performance art in a journey through Vivekananda's inspirational life. The innovative show commences with rare black-and-white original images that take the audience to the 1893 Columbian Exposition before arriving at Columbus Hall in the Chicago Art Institute. There, Swami Vivekananda gives his famous speech at the Parliament of Religions, where the opening line produced a standing ovation that lasted over 2 minutes. As his message of religious tolerance is carried out, and white doves are seen flying from the roof of the Art Institute, the black and white images come to life in colorful laser and 3D visual effects to narrate the Swamiji story from the beginning, all through the medium of the state-of-the-art lighting technology. For more about the show and its tide of success, visit www.facebook.com/Manik Sorkar, spelled ManikSorkar. This show will air on March 8th at 7 p.m. Ticket prices $30 to $45, playing at the Fletcher Opera Theater. We'll move now to some upcoming performances at the Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, in downtown Durham, North Carolina. Address 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Phone number 919-680-2787. On March 18th, the Moody Blues will appear. The Timeless Flight, The Voyage Continues Tour. After two previous sold-out concerts at DPAC, the Moody Blues return for one night only, March 18th, as part of their Timeless Flight, The Voyage Continues Tour. The band just recently celebrated their 45th anniversary of their monumental 1967 album, Days of Future Past, which features Nights in White Satin, one of the first 4-minute songs played on the radio, becoming one of the biggest-selling singles in history and hitting number one 3 separate times on Billboard. The releases include the Moody Blues' legendary hits and fan favorites from their 14 studio albums that have spanned more than 35 years of groundbreaking music. Since they first hit the rock scene, the Moody Blues have continued to produce music that bridges the gap between rock, classical, and pop rock genres without ever wavering in their integrity and commitment. Featuring the altruistic inflections of guitarist-vocalist Justin Hayward, bassist-vocalist John Lodge, and drummer Graham Edge, the Moody Blues sound has held its ground with exquisite harmonies over and over again, in a genre of music that is ever-changing. The Moody Blues have sold in excess of 70 million albums worldwide and have been awarded an astonishing 14 platinum and gold discs. Their incredible roster of hits includes Nights in White Satin, Tuesday Afternoon, Ride My Seesaw, The Story in Your Eyes, to name just a few. Tickets range from $55 to $88. On March 20th, the Ten Tenors are coming to DPAC. The producers of the Ten Tenors have put together a special treat for Broadway fans for the 2013-2014 season. This will be a limited-run opportunity to present a wonderful collection of Broadway's greatest hits, sung by 10 of Australia's hottest tenors. Amidst incredible international success, this Australian troupe has become known as one of the hardest working touring acts, performing an average of 250 shows per year across 7 continents. They have sold over 3.5 million concert tickets, have 4 gold CDs and 2 platinum, 2 gold DVDs and 1 platinum, and continually strive to challenge themselves and their audience. The 10 tenors' unique approach to opera has powered their rise to the top. Bringing rock and classical music together, they have created a sound that is uniquely theirs. Expect them to bring the same contrast of raw power and soothing beauty to this special evening of the Best of Broadway. Ticket prices range from $40 to $75. The 10 tenors appearing at DPAC on March 20th at 8 p.m. On March 24th at 7:30 p.m. at DPAC, a concert by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Legendary rock trio Crosby, Stills, and Nash have announced a series of U.S. concerts for spring 2014, including a return to DPAC on March 24th. The dates follow their critically acclaimed tour of the U.S., Europe, and the U.K. throughout 2013. The group will perform songs from their extensive catalog, as well as new material from each member. The last performance by Crosby, Stills, and Nash at DPAC sold out in July 2012. More than 4 decades since Crosby, Stills, and Nash first harmonized in Laurel Canyon and played its first ever concert as a trio at the legendary Woodstock Festival, its members continue a creative partnership that is one of the most influential and enduring in music. David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash have each been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2 times with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and a 2nd time with the Byrds, Buffalo Springfield, and the Hollies, respectively. They are also in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, honored both for CSN as a group and as individual solo artists. This March, CSN will be donating $1 per ticket sold to charity. Ticket prices are $69 to $99. For more information and for tickets, you may contact DPAC at 919-680-2787. This Friday at 8 p.m., the Eagles are coming to the PNC Arena. The Eagles' Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Schmidt will perform classics spanning their career, including some that have never been performed live, as well as songs featured in History of the Eagles, the band's acclaimed top-selling documentary. The Eagles have sold more than 120 million albums worldwide, earning 5 number one U.S. singles and 6 Grammy Awards. Their greatest hits, 1971 to 1975, is the best-selling album of all time, exceeding sales of 29 million units. The band's Hotel California and Their Greatest Hits Volume 2 have sold more than 16 and 11 million albums, respectively. The Eagles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. The Eagles are coming to the PNC Arena Friday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Ticket prices $51, $92, and $185. For tickets, you can call 1-800-745-3000. On Sunday, March 2nd, the Harlem Globetrotters come to the PNC Arena. The world-famous Harlem Globetrotters have been thrilling families and millions of fans for 88 years, all the while innovating the game in exciting new ways. Last year, the Globetrotters did something unparalleled in the history of sports and entertainment, letting fans vote on new rules to be used in actual games. "It was so much fun, we are doing it again. And there are cool new rules to choose from," on our 2014 Fans Rule World Tour. Hot Hand Jersey. A player wearing this jersey gets double the points when scoring. Make or Miss. The quarter starts with two players on each team. When a team scores, a teammate may enter the court. When they miss, a teammate must leave the court. Trick Shot Challenge. The teams challenge each other to make trick shots, with 5 points awarded to a team that makes a trick shot and 5 points given to the opposition if the rule is missed. Take your kids to www.harlemglobetrotters.com/rule to vote for their favorite, craziest rule. Then get your tickets to the game, where you will see the winning rules put into live action. The Harlem Globetrotters show begins at 3 p.m., but there is an optional pregame activity. Before the game, take part in a once-in-a-lifetime experience with your family, where you have an opportunity to spend time on the court with the Globetrotters, shooting, trying out ball tricks, and getting autographs and photos. The unique 30-minute pre-show, Magic Pass, will create memories of a lifetime. All customers must have a game ticket and Magic Pass for entry. Soft rubber-soled shoes must be worn on the court. This event is from 1 to 2 p.m. Tickets for these activities range from $21 to $133. For more information, you can call the PNC Arena at 919-861-2300. We'll look now at some of the Duke performances. On Saturday, March 1st at 8 p.m., the Ebene String Quartet, spelled E-B-E-N-A. The Ebony Quartet blends classical artistry with French cool. The New York Times calls them one of the standout quartets of the new generation. They bring flawless technique to their take on the chamber repertoire. Their 2009 album of French string quartets won them awards for Record of the Year from both Echo Classic and Gramophone. For its first appearance in Durham, Ebene begins with one of Mozart's quartets dedicated to Haydn. They continue with Mendelssohn's A minor quartet, the 18-year-old prodigy's daring homage to the late quartets of Beethoven. The program concludes with Schumann's Dreamlike String Quartet No. 3, composed in his astonishing Year of Chamber Music. This is Saturday, March 1st at 8 p.m. Ticket prices are $32, $26, and $15 for age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. For ticket information, you can call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday, 11 to 6, at 919-684-4444. Or you can go online to tickets.duke.edu, the University Box Office. On Thursday, March 6th, Gregory Porter comes to the Reynolds Industries Theater on the Duke campus. Gregory Porter burst onto the scene 5 years ago when Wynton Marsalis selected the then-unknown singer to perform a residency with his jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Since then, Porter's albums Water and the Grammy-nominated Be Good, plus his soulful live shows, have marked him as the brilliant new voice of jazz. He is that rare male jazz vocalist with true star power. A minister's son with a deep love of Nat King Cole, Porter combines the power of a gospel shouter with the honeyed tone of a crooner. Whether singing standards or one of his own songs, he moves audiences with a voice and musicality to be reckoned with. That's Gregory Porter, appearing at the Reynolds Industry Theater on the Duke campus, Thursday, March 6th at 8 p.m. Ticket prices, $42, $34, $15 age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. On Friday, March 7th, at the Baldwin Auditorium on the Duke campus, Louis Lorty on piano. The LA Times praised Canadian pianist Louis Lorty for his bravura, amazing display of color, and beautiful way with a melodic line, calling each an awesome aspect of a monster technique. For select programs, he summons all of his technique and skill to perform just a single concert-length masterpiece. At Duke performances, Lorty offers a rare, complete performance of the first two books of Franz Liszt's magnum opus, Années de Pèlerinage, Years of Pilgrimage. In virtuosic passages that swing between serene and stormy, the great romantic composer conjures up memories of his love-struck younger years in Switzerland and Italy. Ticket prices are $32, $26, $15 for age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. This is Louis Lorty, pianist, appearing Friday, March 7th at the Baldwin Auditorium. Here's a reminder that the Broadway musical Evita will be coming to DPAC March 11th to the 16th. Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tony Award-winning musical returns at last. Eva Perón used her beauty and charisma to rise meteorically from the slums of Argentina to the presidential mansion as First Lady. Adored by her people as a champion for the poor, she became one of the most powerful women in the world, while her greed, outsized ambition, and fragile health made her one of the most tragic. Evita tells Eva's passionate and unforgettable true story and features some of theater's most beautiful songs, including Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, Another Suitcase in Another Hall, and Hying, Flying, Adored. Don't miss the stunning new production of Evita, directed by Michael Grandage and choreographed by Rob Ashford. New York Times calls it the hottest ticket in time. Evita will be playing on Tuesday, March 11th and Thursday, March 13th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, March 15th at 2 p.m., Sunday, March 16th at 1 p.m., Wednesday, March 12th at 7:30 p.m., Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at 8 p.m., and finally, Sunday, March 16th at 6:30 p.m. Ticket prices range from $35 to $65 to $110. For ticket information, you can call DPAC at 919-680-2787. On Friday, February 28th, at the Carolina Theater in downtown Durham, the Mavericks will be performing. The country-steeped garage band with a Cuban-American lead singer that had emerged from Miami in 1989 with their sultry debut that was equal parts innocence, intensity, and vintage influences has reunited in 2012 after an 8-year hiatus. Time has a way of melting when you're busy living life, and 2 decades have passed since their polyrhythmic brand of postmodern country has given the world All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down, Here Comes the Rain, and Dance the Night Away. The Mavericks playing at the Carolina Theater on Friday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Ticket prices start at $24. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. For ticket information, you can call 919-560-3030. If you're looking for a free event, you might want to think about going to the North Carolina Museum of History in the Daniels Auditorium on Sunday, March 9th at 3 p.m., there will be a performance by the group Barrowburn. Barrowburn is a versatile Celtic group, equally at home ripping through a set of jigs or reels as they are rendering the simple beauty of a slow air or lament. These Raleigh-based musicians play traditional Celtic music on acoustic instruments. They perform both legacy and contemporary ballads from the tradition, as well as comical pub songs. In concert, they demonstrate their love for Celtic music, but do so from an American perspective. Kate's poignant rendition of an air on his fiddle and his rich baritone interpretation of a favorite Irish song are hallmarks of the Barrow Byrne sound. Deese cast around for the perfect woodwind instrument for many years until he came upon the penny whistle. He has played with a variety of local folk music groups. Seeley is the leader and booking agent for the band. His driving fiddle and his tenor voice are a mainstay of the band's sounds. Adept at the bodhran, guitar, and mandolin as well, Seeley always hogs the most inputs on the soundboard. He's also active with the Pinecone Irish Session and a number of the area folk music and dance groups. This concert is free and open to the public, but the museum will issue free tickets to this performance on a first-come, first-served basis the day of the show. Tickets will be available at the table outside the auditorium at 2 p.m. Doors open at 2:45 p.m. and will be issued to the first 311 people to arrive. The North Carolina Museum of History is located at 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh. Phone number 919-807-7850. If you're looking for an interesting book review, you might want to head out to Quail Ridge Books and Music on March 5th at 7:30 p.m. Ishmael Bia will be reading from his new book, Radiance of Tomorrow. Ishmael Bia soared to the top of the bestsellers list with his memoir, A Long Way Gone. Now he's back to share with us his first novel, Radiance of Tomorrow. In a tender parable about post-war life in Sierra Leone, two friends return to their village and are forced to reckon with the uncertainty of their past and future alike. Join us on Wednesday, March 5th at 7:30 p.m. as we meet the author whom Dave Eggers has called arguably the most read African writer in contemporary literature. Quail Ridge Books is located in the Ridgewood Shopping Center at 3522 Wade Avenue in Raleigh. Phone number 919-828-1588. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Carol McPherson, reading for the Triangle Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.